The Alliance Theater hits the road. While its theater is being renovated, the company is bringing its new season to venues all around the city. The first is an adaptation of a book by the acclaimed artist and author Ashley Bryan, The Dancing Granny. This family-friendly production is filled with music and, of course, dance. Its choreographer and the granny herself, Amina Kaplan, is here in studio with us. We also have the director, Leora Morris. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, great to have you here. First, this is a rather unusual production because you're going to three different venues. How do you keep that in mind during rehearsal?
Well, I think we're thrilled to be going to three different venues and taking on the challenges of that. As you mentioned, we are kicking off the off-site season on the road for the Alliance, and our show is about a granny who can't stop dancing and dances herself all over town. So it's actually perfectly fit that we take this show to different venues around town. And as we've been working in the rehearsal room, we have images of our spaces up on the walls, and we've been creating the choreography for one with the other two in mind. And as we build, thinking about how will we adapt this for different spaces that have different dimensions and where the audience is slightly a different distance away from the performers.
Okay, so you have triple the concerns on mind. Amina, this must be no small task for you.
I'm actually very, very excited to get in and around Atlanta and spread theater even further. The Alliance has been a hub since I was a child growing up here in Atlanta. And my very first professional production was at Oglethorpe University in Georgia Shakespeare when I was 15 years old.
Oh.
So for me, it's very nostalgic and kind of awesome because I've been away from Atlanta for about 25 years, and so I've just come back. And so I'm actually thrilled to be getting out and pushing theater into the brand new Atlanta that I've returned to.
Oh, that's great. Well, the venues are all schools, two universities and a grade school. Why these venues?
I think that the Alliance was excited to partner with these institutions because they're also focused on young people and on learning and on infecting young people with an appetite for life, whether that's through the academic world or, as in our production, through the physical body, through rhythm, through gardening. And so we've partnered with the High Museum for this production. We have an ongoing relationship with them, and they are displaying Ashley Bryan's Art, who's the illustrator. And so we have that one partnership alive, and we wanted to spread awareness of Ashley Bryan to these three different institutions that we feel can really be a magnet for people that we want to introduce to this artist, this illustrator, this incredible voice from our country, and to fill those sometimes a little bit dusty, stodgy kind of university auditoriums with vibrant musical life.
Ashley Bryan has written dozens of books, written and illustrated. What was the connection he found in children's literature?
I think Ashley is a child at heart. He's 93 years old. And I had the opportunity to meet him. In fact, we all did. Leora and Jure Holder actually got to go up to Maine to the island where he lives and hang out with him in his studio. And then he made the trip down here a month ago. Was it Leora?
Mm-hmm.
He was here a month ago. And we all got to meet him. And this is a person who is living life the way a track star finishes the 50-yard dash, just straight through all the way for another 50 yards until you hit that mat at the end. And Ashley is nowhere near the end. And it's infectious, and that energy and that zest for life, I think, is something that all kids need to see, and to see that life doesn't stop after a certain age or whatever. It really does just go on until it doesn't, you know. But he's so infectious, and I couldn't I can't imagine kids not liking Ashley. I mean, he's a big kid himself.
Oh,
with his Crocs and his orange jacket.
It seems like, yeah, very Maine. And, and sounds like, you know, the perfect counterpart to the dancing granny. I mean, you've got the dancing author artist who found that there just wasn't enough children's literature for children who looked like him.
Right.
And he had a really rough time. I mean, he was in the segregated U.S. Army. Mm-hmm. I mean, he encountered all kinds of obstacles applying for art school and rejected on account of his race. It doesn't seem that bitterness characterizes his work or his attitude.
No, I think what's so remarkable about Ashley is his resilience and his ability to truthfully move forward with positivity and hope through everything. And he did encounter some remarkable obstacles and found himself in really difficult situations. And yet his creativity for him and his ability to turn it into words, into art, and to turn it into stories to tell children so that they could see themselves and could build a future for themselves and feel hope was really what kept him positive and zesty,
and
as Amina said.
And these gorgeous illustrations.
Yeah, he's an amazing artist, isn't he? Yeah, and his mixed medium, sometimes he's using pencil, sometimes he's using fabric. You know, the art, if you get up close to it, it's three-dimensional, you know, it's got layers of fabric on it. I mean, he's amazing. He's very detailed, and you can see the joy in it through the colors that he uses. He's, you know, his art kind of moves across the page. It looks like dancing. Even, I mean, obviously he's drawing the dancing granny and she is dancing, but even the other books like Blackbird, it just looks like the characters are dancing on the page.
We're talking with Amina Kaplan and Leora Morris, the actor, choreographer, and director of the Alliance Theater's new production, The Dancing Granny. Let's get into the story. Tell us about the dancing granny herself.
Hey, dancing granny, do you want to do that?
Okay. The dancing granny, I think, is a tribute to Ashley's actual grandmother and the image of her that he had in his head. And in his head, she was a vibrant, alive woman who heard rhythm in everything and was constantly sort of finding the heartbeat and the pulse in everything that is around her. And I relate to that very strongly.
As a choreographer and one with a background in music, too.
Yeah, that's right. I've been beating on things since I can remember, you know, since single digits. And I officially was a drummer from age 12, I would say. But and so I related very strongly to the character, and he describes her as dancing in her sleep and rapping on spoons and tapping on everything. And I know that my first drum set was the kitchen sink for sure, and the desktop at school. And I related to that drive or that need to connect rhythmically to the environment around you and how happy that makes you. And playing drums is a very satisfying activity. And so I think that Ashley, just like Leora was saying earlier, is constantly searching for the good or the happiness or the place where you can find positivity. And as a drummer, I know that that is a zen, very positive, very satisfying place to be and connect it with dance. And you've got the dancing granny.
In fact, you were in Stomp.
Yes, right? I was.
Mm-hmm. And I understand you coached drumming for the Blue Man Group?
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so got some cred there, Amina. Many responsibilities in this production, and you started to talk about the beauty of movement in Ashley Bryan's illustrations. How did you translate that movement into motion from the two-dimensional?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I will give a nod to my amazing director and colleague here, Leora Morris. She was very intent on honoring Ashley's work and his illustrations. And so when it came to the drumming, you know, that flows out of me, like I say, probably more naturally than dance, even though I've been doing dance almost as long as playing the drums. But Leora would constantly bring me back to the book and back to the illustrations and to honor, like, look at this picture and look at the poses that he has Spider and Nancy and Granny in. And so when I was putting together the choreography, I was actively thinking about the drawings in my head and trying to replicate them, really, because I thought Ashley did a great job of explaining who this woman was and what her inner life was about. And it's really about telling the story that he wrote. And so
let's talk about Spider. I don't mm-hmm. think we got to. Mm-hmm.
So Spider Anansi is, you know, a beloved character from folktales, but Ashley thought, that trickster spider, he met my granny. I don't know if he could out-trick her. And that was his impetus to collide his granny and the spider in this story together. So Spider Anansi is a very, he's slick as oil and smooth as silk is how he's described in the book and in our production. And he enters Granny Anika's world and her vegetable garden with this really slick kind of disco 70s vibe. And he just manages to find the beat that is gonna infect her. And he can sneak some of her vegetables away while she's too busy dancing to notice.
All right. Well, we've got a clip from the production. This is the Pump Along song.
Nice.
Pump along, pump along. Where now? Pump along.
Love it. What was happening? Was that the first encounter of Granny and the spider?
That was the second part of the first encounter. So they have a little chat first where mm-hmm. Granny Anika tries to entice the spider into helping her garden. And he says, no way, and sneaks off into the shade of a tree. And then he starts to sing this song to distract her.
We also have a clip between old man and brother's son. Let's hear a little of that.
Granny Anika was never too busy or too tired to do a little dance. Not like me. In my old age, these joints barely bend and these hips barely sway. I can't hardly move my neck any which way. Man, oh man, I hadn't seen that woman since. You still remember that day, brother son? That was so long ago. No, don't try to tempt me, brother son. No, my old bones can't dance that tale. And I'm sure they don't want to hear about that. Do you want to hear my story about Granny and Nico? You do.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You do.
So you actually brought children in during rehearsals. And I saw in the Alliance's rehearsal video that you've done workshop versions with kids in the audience, and they're so responsive to the call and response and the rhythm. That must be very invigorating for you.
Very satisfying, yeah. Rhythm is the universal language. I think that's why shows like Stomp and Blue Man Group work so well. And here we are carrying on that tradition and adding that third layer of storytelling into it, linear storytelling into it, and it is infectious, and you don't have to speak English or whatever to understand rhythm. It is a natural thing that we all have, your heartbeat, and in connection with every sound that you hear around you. To me, it's like a constant symphony going on around me all day long, and I feel kids are like that too, and they have been, and we've also been using them as a barometer to see what's working in the show and what isn't, so that we can change things and make it work. It's a brand new show that we're creating, so.
What have they indicated to you might not work?
Well, I think what we've discovered is that, you know, what's so exciting about this show is that there is room for them to participate. And while that is true of lots of theater made for young people, because it is rhythm and they can just kind of enter into it and it is music, we have discovered there's a real appetite to participate once we let them know that they have permission. And so it's just been a delicate calibrating of how to let them know right from the beginning, this is not a broadcast, this is a conversation we're having with you. And how can we help you feel permission to really build this experience with us?
Well, it's been a joy having this conversation on a broadcast with you both. My guests have been Leora Morris, the director of the Alliance Theater's production, The Dancing Granny. Amina Kaplan is the Dancing Granny herself, as well as the choreographer. I think it's wonderful that the language the sun speaks is drums.
That's right. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The play is at the Conant Performing Arts Center of Oglethorpe University June 10th through 18th. Then it moves to the Galloway School June 24th to July 2nd. And finally, the Dancing Granny will be going to college again at Spelman College July 8th through the 16th. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.